Are you pretty committed to Walter for the rest of the year? What have you said on that?
I haven't said anything really. Aaron hasn't been working but a week, and that was working with the scout team, you know, for the defense. And until Aaron shows me that he's capable of doing what's required to do at the quarterback position, you know, he's still on hold. So he's just really just getting back into the swing of things.
So there's no chance he starts this week?
Say again?
No chance Aaron Brooks starts this week?
No, I doubt that very seriously.
Have you heard anything from the league on Tyler Braden's situation?
Tyler, from what I understand, he will be fined. As you know, Tyler apologized to the team yesterday for what happened, and it's out of character for Tyler to do something like that, so something had to trigger his mind to do that. And when you watch the tape, you can see that the guy, you know, kicked at him, tried to kick him in his groin area, and so therefore, that's something that you just don't allow to happen. You shouldn't retaliate, but, you know, when you're in the heat of the battle and something like that happens, you know, it turns into something bad, and he was very apologetic for it. But from what I understand, talking with the people in the league, he will be fined.
Art, when you were in that chair, would you have fined him?
Yes, and I probably would fine both guys because the other guy precipitated it.
How has Tyler played this season in your mind?
Tyler, his motor is 100 miles an hour. He's done some good things for us with our defensive group. They're all playing not too bad, but he's done well. He's constantly working hard, trying to do the right things and making plays.
Or do you think a couple weeks ago Indianapolis exposed anything in Denver's defense that can be taken advantage of?
Look, Denver's defense is very tough, and of course Indianapolis offense is a tough one also, but Denver is playing as good a football as any defense in the league right now. They're very good up front, and they're very good throughout their whole football scheme, so it's awfully tough when you have to play them.
Are you kind of baffled at the lack of pass protection that you're getting?
Yes, that's something that's, you know, it's mind-boggling to me. It's something that's a big concern to me. It's been a concern all year long. You know, sometimes you get beat, you know, physically, but you can't get beat physically as much as what's been happening with us. Sometimes you get beat mentally, but when you get beat physically, you know, on a consistent basis, we just haven't done a good job up there up front, and we just got to get better.
So what do you attribute to? I mean, is it lack of talent, bad technique? What do you think it is?
Oh, I just think guys have to work a lot harder. They have to work to finish the plays. When you're in the pass protection mode, you know you're protecting your backyard. You're protecting your children in the yard. So you got to fight, and you got it's a different demeanor. You got to finish things. You got to be feisty. You got to be nasty. You got to do all the things. Do whatever you can to get it done. So that's what we're trying to get across to our guys.
Art, you spent a lot of years in the trenches of the NFL. How frequent is it that somebody tries to do something dirty against you?
Oh, it happens occasionally. Most times, even back when I played, you know, guys, there was a certain respect for the players among themselves. I've seen some things on film that, you know, kind of disturbed me somewhat because, let's like, for instance, I saw something the other day where a guy is getting knocked back, you know, and the defensive lineman, the offensive lineman got knocked back, and the defensive lineman just kept pushing him back, and the guy's leg, you know, somebody's in the back of the guy's legs. I remember when I got hurt, Fred Dreyer grabbed me by the shoulder pads to keep me from falling back because he saw the guy coming into the back of my leg. So there's a certain amount of respect you have to have for the game. We all play this game because we love it, and sometimes injuries happen, but, you know, you just don't go out of your way to try to see somebody get hurt.
Do you think that respect has diminished over the years, and if so, why?
I don't know why, but I think it has. I think it has diminished. I think guys are not respectful of the game and not respectful of each other for what they do. So I think it has diminished, yes.
What does Gallery need to do? I mean, that's a very, very high pick, and why hasn't he been the player you guys had hoped he'd be?
Well, he's struggled, but he's done some good things, and then he's done some bad things. He just have to work to be consistent in what he does. He has to be consistent in his technique and everything that he does as far as playing offensive tackle position and pass protection as well as the running game. You know, you can't do something one time and not do it the next time. You got to be consistent in what you do, and those techniques. And I've said to players every time I talk to one, I say, look, the guys that learn technique at this level are the guys that last long and play a long time. But if you don't overcome and learn the technique and do it properly on a consistent basis, then you're going to have problems throughout your career.
Pretty frustrating for you when you guys try to get Randy involved last week and still just doesn't work, a couple drop passes and all that?
It's frustrating when we're not successful with what we're trying to do. You know, a lot of things goes into that. You got to have protection for your quarterback. When you get the protection, the ball has to get there, and when the ball gets there, the ball has to be caught. So it's just a combination of all those things, and hopefully we'll get better as time goes by. But we got to go get better in a hurry because, we're playing a very formidable opponent this Sunday, and we know that.
Do you think you've gotten better since the last time you played Denver?
In certain states, I think we've gotten better defensively. I think our defense has played well for the most part. We've been up and down offensively. We've done some things, but not enough. You know, first of all, you got to take care of the ball. And we didn't have any turnovers this past week, but also we didn't do enough to get some points on the board. So that's a concern, a big concern of mine.
Do you think defensively you're good enough to be a winning football team right now?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I think we got a young defensive team, and I think they're playing well enough that we can win. They're playing winning football, but we keep putting them in situations where they got to go out and protect us, and then they hold Seattle down pretty good based on what we did, and even against Denver. You know, Denver got some plays against us, but we put them in some bad situations two or three times, and they went out and kept it down to 3 points. So we need to continue for them to grow and continue to do well, and we just got to do a much better job offensively.
Coach, you have a talented running back in Jordan. Have you made an effort to sort of get away from the run a little bit?
No. We need to do more of that. We need to continue. We didn't do as much running this past Sunday night as I thought we should have. We only ran the ball 13 times. We got to do better than that. We only ran the ball 4 times in the first half. That's not good enough. Jordan is a talent, and so is Fargus. I think we got two guys that can carry the pill for us and do very good with it. We just got to do it on a consistent basis.
Art, given Seattle came after Andrew pretty hard, would you expect the Broncos to blitz a little more than they have this year?
Well, this league is a copycat league, and if you have problems with something, people are going to come after you. I expect that they will come after us, yes.
Art, do you notice you were talking about your own team since the last time your teams met? What are you seeing in the Denver offense maybe since the last time you guys have played?
Well, I see the emergence of Javon Walker as a big play guy for them. You can see in the last 2-3 weeks, he's been coming on and making big plays. You know, Rod Smith, you can't ever forget about him because he's the staple. He's the steady guy in that offense. But Javon Walker's really arrived and showed why Denver seeked him out to get him this offseason. So he's been a very special player for them. And I think Jake has gotten better as time has gone on.